These are the letters. First from Bill King. He says, I want to thank Presiding Bishop Elizabeth Eaton for her essay in which she warns of conflating law and gospel. I'm sure some will react negatively, seeing it as a retreat from the call for justice, but I appreciated her defense of the gospel against narrower, more ideologically driven understanding. The church's proclamation should never become a cipher for any political position, liberal or conservative. Christopher DeFonso of Mission Viejo, California, refers to the article Made Good by God's Love in January-February. I found the article both thought-provoking and troubling, however more troubling than thought-provoking. The author is absolutely correct in these words. The good news for our bodies is that God loves them all. God loves all of us and the entirety of each of us. However, that does not mean that God doesn't want us to be better disciples. God wants us to be healthy, but not only spiritually, but mentally and physically as well. And that implies a healthy body weight, if that is attainable, given a person's medical situation. Scotty Lloyd from Fallbrook, California, references the article, When Your Advent Calendar is Broken. Advent Christmas kudos to the Reverend Tim Brown's article about John the Baptist crashing the season with cries of repentance and expectation. Superbly written, the words literally sing a different song for a season that is too often filled with sugary songs of Santa and Christmas magic. I cried when I read, God still answers the pain of the world, not with a war cry, but with a lullaby. A baby's cry. And those words are worth the entire magazine's content. Thank you for reminding us hopes and fears are gathered together in Jesus. Carla Taylor writes, a letter concerning building a liturgy observed that the indigenous prayer to the Four Directions is paganist. When I looked up that prayer, what came up first was a Cree prayer of the Four Directions, which was addressed to the Great Spirit, also the Great Spirit of Love, the giver of all life. It's a beautiful prayer, but there's also a prayer for the Four Directions in the same vein. Perhaps the prepositions of, to, and for are sometimes used interchangeably, and as a result can be misinterpreted.